Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1 starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 12. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. This letter is from Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to God's chosen people who are living as foreigners in the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed Him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love Him even though you have never seen Him. Though you do not see Him now, you trust Him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting Him will be the salvation of your souls. This salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about when He told them in advance about Christ's suffering and His great glory afterward. They were told that their messages were not for themselves, but for you. And now this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. It is also wonderful that even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen once again. That was 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 through 12 inches, the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Life is full of disappointments. At times we mess up. At times others make life hard for us. Peter, the one who lied three times to avoid suffering, wrote to believers about suffering for Jesus. His walk with Jesus has matured him and made him stronger. He has suffered for Christ, his friend and king, and is telling us that suffering for Jesus refines our faith and trust in the Lord. The great reward of following Jesus is salvation, living eternally with the Lord of love. We come to love Him more and more, even in the midst of suffering. Hard times do not separate us from His love but only draw us closer to Him if we can see that He is not against us but suffering with us. Today might be amazing, or it might be full of disappointments. Know that Jesus is with you, and even in hard times His love can fill you with joy and peace. He will give you all you truly need. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you move forward in confidence? Are you ready to suffer with Him? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.